You're listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast, 43 minutes past 8. The Banff Mountain Film Festival is a prestigious international film competition hosted and held in Canada every year, and Radical Reels will be bringing a chunk of the festival to Australia in November. Director at Reels, Jemima Robinson, joins me now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
So, can you tell us a bit about the history of this festival and the kind of films that are showcased?
Yeah, for sure. So the Banff Mountain Film Festival, it happens in a town called Banff in Canada, and it happens there as an art organisation, it's a film school, but it's also nestled in these beautiful, amazing mountains. So it started there really just by some staff wanted to show some of their films of their climbing that they've done about 42 years ago, and that kind of caught on. And so now, fast forward, is just one of the biggest mountain film festivals in the world. It's kind of like the Cannes of outdoor adventure films. It happens there for a week and all the filmmakers go, lots of the adventurers in the films are there, and just a week of just getting your mind blown of these amazing people doing amazing things in like incredible places around the world. It happens there, and then after it happens in Canada, a selection of the best films tours the world, and then they come to Australia.
How does the judging process work in films that are typically adventure films?
What they do there in Canada is they have a panel of people. And they will range from lots of different things. So there might be people who have been in films in the past or people who've made films. And I guess they're looking at it from different angles, from a film-making angle, but also from the adventure angle as well. And then so those poor people sit in a dark room for a whole week while everyone else is outside having fun. And they watch about, they watch about 80 films. And from that, they have to narrow it down to about 5 winners. So you can imagine that's the hardest job of the week.
So how did you and Radical Reels get involved?
Yeah, look, I, like a lot of Australians, did my 1 year in Canada. And I worked there and I saw the festival there for the first time. And I just fell in love with it. Just that feeling that you get from watching those films and the places that it takes you all around the globe, but also emotionally as well. Like, I really, really loved it. And then when I moved back to Australia after travelling around, I really missed it. And I just thought that other people would really love it and would connect with them as well. And so I started touring it in Australia about 10 years ago. We had 6 screenings, and now we're up to something like 70 screenings all around Australia. And I guess that hunch that it would, you know, resonate with other people paid off because, yeah, we just have a dedicated following, and especially in Adelaide, you know, like we always get such a great turnout there as well, which is amazing.
I'm speaking with Jemima Robertson about the Banff Mountain Film Festival, which Radical Reels is bringing to Australia in November. Do you know if the Mountain Film Festival gets more Australian entries now that you've been showing it down south in the land down under?
Absolutely, and that is what is so great about it, is to see, because, you know, like when we first started, it was very North American voices, and no offence to like 25-year-old white guys, there was a lot of them in the film, and so it is really beautiful to see, as things have changed, and I think also as filmmaking and camera equipment has become more accessible to everyone, there is a lot more diversity in the films themselves and in the people in the film. So a lot more Australians, which is really amazing. Also, you know, lots more other countries as well, which is really nice and refreshing. Lots more women and lots of people of different cultures as well, which I think makes it appealing because, you know, it is, it's great to see Australians doing amazing things, but it's also great to see other parts of the world as well. But we have definitely seen the rise of Aussie filmmakers and adventurers, and this year we are super excited to have a beautiful, stunning Aussie film in the lineup.
What can I ask, what are your favourite types of these adventure films to watch?
Oh, that's the hardest one because they're so different, you know, and it's hard because we've got 7 films in a program that we're showing at the Capri on Saturday, and I've got like 3 favourites, you know, because they are so different. This year, I think probably the top favourite is, it's a short film, it's only 14 minutes, and it shows the life of Apa Sherpa, who's climbed Mount Everest 21 times, and it's just it shows you a different aspect of the Sherpa people and the people who live in Nepal and climb Everest, and just the way the film is made. It's just so stunning, and the music is amazing, and you just, like, you feel it with all of your body, you know? Like, the film finishes and it's just like, oh, yeah, it's like full immersion. Like, it's amazing. Everything about it is amazing.
So if our listeners wanted to find out more or perhaps queue up an entry, where could they go for more information?
Yeah, so you can check out banffaustralia.com.au, and then you can find out where it's touring there. If you would like to enter your film, which we strongly encourage you to do, we go to the Banff Mountain Film Festival website in Canada, so with the CA, and there it's got all the information about how you can enter your film and when you can enter your film. Because if it does get selected, it, you know, it doesn't just screen in Australia 70 times, it screens over, I think they screen something, it says thousands and thousands of times around about 70 countries around the globe. So it is amazing exposure for Australian filmmakers and for their work, but also for Australia as well, which is really great.